Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Vikings up 10-0 on the Bears, but should be 17-0. Justin Jefferson, he drops a ball on the goal line that was dropped right into his breadbasket, and he was wide open, and he did not catch the ball.
Yep.
That drives me insane. As cocky as freaking number one wide receivers like him and CeeDee Lamb and these guys are.
Well, Deebo Samuel did it on Thursday.
Dude, catch the
ball.
Ran
his mouth during the week, caught, had a slant thrown to him like at the 15 that was guaranteed six, and just drops it.
Are you, college mostly, but sometimes in the pros, are you shocked at how often receivers can't catch?
Yes. Especially, I don't know the last time that you felt like what one of those receiver gloves feels like. Oh my God, it's flypaper. It's like,
stick 'em.
It's so ridiculously advantageous to have those gloves. It's no wonder everyone and their mother can make a one-handed grab these days. Like, the ball just sticks to them. So when guys don't catch it, I'm blown away.
And it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Great receivers just put it right on their chest and they drop it. I find that inexcusable.
I would too. It's their job.
I wonder if receivers are just doing more. Like, the last thing they think about is actually catching.
Yeah, they're thinking about, you know, hitting the gritty in the end zone and stuff like that.
Yeah, and their routes and the, you know, their speed drills and their, you know.
You think they don't work on catching the ball?
Well, you see them on the jugs machine, right?
Maybe Justin Jefferson hasn't been on the jugs machine.
The good ones do. Like, who's the top receiver? Can you pull up the drops numbers in the NFL this year?
Oh, most drops? Yeah, I can pull it up.
Hold on. I want the fewest.
Oh, fewest drops.
Yeah, those are my guys. Those are the guys I want. Anyway, we'll get to that. I wanted to tell you, you were talking about Oregon basketball. Here's good news for Oregon basketball. 34 of the last 35 NCAA tournament champions have been in the top 12 of the Week 6 AP Top 25 rankings. Oregon, number 12. 34 of the last 35 NCAA tournament champions were in the top 12 in Week 6. And that includes Oregon. But what I was going to tell you that I didn't want to say during the Mods PDX Ducks report is that Oregon State looks pretty good this year.
Yeah, and I had to retort that I can't say that I have seen a single solitary second
of
Beavers basketball.
Well, I haven't seen much of them, but I've read about them, and I saw them against UC Irvine. They played UC Irvine over the week. UC Irvine's supposed to be a decent team. Wayne Tinkle has like 9 lives, but apparently he's gone out and gotten a bunch of international transfers. And they're not a bad team. They might sniff in the top 25. And that's why continuity is important. You keep guys like Wayne Tinkle. Hopefully they adapt, evolve, grow, change, you know. He doesn't break the bank. He's a great fit for Oregon State. He's doing a pretty good job this year because they were atrocious last year.
No,
but he went out and got some guys.
In a weird way, what he's done recently with where the program is and what they've not been included in with conference realignment and all that, like, he's kind of the perfect fit for where they are right now.
Yes.
If he or they were any better, they probably would have lost him. But you know that he can be successful there with that group, with, you know, fewer resources or whatever. So the fact they still have him, great.
Well, and they're going to have down years. Don't panic. Let him rethink things. And they said he did. I was reading that article by Nick Daschle. Said he went on vacation in Idaho, and he was going, what the hell am I going to do? He's like, well, we need to pivot. And they went international. Brought in some transfers, and they're pretty good. Playing some pretty good D. Anyway, Jefferson drops the ball, and then two plays later, and it was a sure touchdown, two plays later, Darnold throws a pick. So it's still only 10-0 Vikings. But I tell you what, you want to see a defense that appears to be mailing it in, I give you tonight's Chicago Bears. Because the Vikings should be up 24-0.
And yet, that Bears defense just forced a takeaway.
Yeah, but he kind of, it was fourth down, he kind of threw it up.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I've got the drops over here.
Okay, who has the fewest drops?
The fewest,
and there's probably a minimum catch requirement, right?
Well, this is the NFL official.
I mean, if they're on the list,
yeah, there's
a minimum catch requirement.
Not necessarily. There are some on the list that basically, if you've been targeted for a pass at any time this year,
we don't want that.
No, but there's
who has the most targets and the fewest drops.
So let's see. There's running back Amir Abdullah has 30 targets, no drops.
Okay.
Hey,
punt block. No, almost got it.
It's trying to load more, and
they
now
got a flag.
It's not doing it. So
okay, that's not very helpful.
No, it isn't. No, it's not.
Well, Mahomes is hurt. The Lions lost three more bros on their defense. They now have 16 players off of that defense that are hurt. So the defensive tackle, McNeil, tore his ACL. He's done for the year. Another cornerback, whose name I can't remember, ripped up his ankle. He's done for the year. And then Carlton Davis broke his jaw last night against Buffalo. He's out 6 weeks. 16 dudes off their defense are out.
All right, I have better numbers for you. The best receiver in the NFL with 56 catchable passes and zero drops.
Who's that?
A.J. Brown.
Okay, nice. That's my guy right there.
Others who are still in that range, Detroit Lions' Tim Patrick has 31 catchable passes, no drops.
Mm-hmm. Where's Amon-Ra?
I feel like he's really sure-handed. I would have to do a specific search for him because I'm not seeing him pop up. The worst by far was Amari Cooper. He's got 11 drops on 80 targets.
God.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
See, I wouldn't have thought that either. With him.
Let's see. I'll find Amon-Ra for you.
Well, anyway, so the reason I bring up the Lions, is it the Eagles and everyone else in the NFC now?
Amon-Ra St. Brown, three drops on 98 catchable passes.
Dude, come on. Now that's my guy.
Yeah.
There's my guy.
Pretty good.
That's real good. So if you look in the AFC, it feels like there are landmines all over the place for the Bills in the Chiefs, whether that be Baltimore, mm-hmm. Denver, Pittsburgh, even the Chargers. But if you look in the NFC, I mean, are there landmines outside of the Eagles and Lions for the top two teams? You know, do you trust Tampa? Do you trust Seattle or LA, whoever wins the NFC West?
I don't think you trust any of them. The question is, I don't even know who gets there at this point.
Well, Green Bay could be dangerous maybe in the NFC.
I think they're live. I like them. Like, of the teams that are kind of in the wild card mix right now, I probably like them the best. I really like LaFleur. I like what they've got going with Jacobs and Love and those receivers, even though you don't necessarily have, like, a standout star there. But like, remember last week we were doing stock watch and we were like, yep, the Seahawks are a playoff team. And now I'm like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that was a rough loss.
Yeah, it was bad.
Well, I think that, okay, I'll give you the Bills and Chiefs, or I'll give you the Lions and Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Which pair are you taking?
Say that one more time for me.
Well, I'm giving you the Bills and Chiefs from the AFC, or I'm giving you the Eagles and Lions from the NFC to win the Super Bowl. Because Mahomes is hurt, and the Chiefs' offense hasn't been great. But the Lions are shockingly banged up on defense. And they lost David Montgomery, too.
I'll take the Chiefs and Bills.
I think I will, too.
And that just comes from a place of, like, somehow Kansas City always figures it out. I mean, if Mahomes really is seriously banged up, then that'll obviously change things. But he's enough of a magician. He can keep them in any game long enough for them to win it. It feels like the Bills might be the most dangerous, explosive, talented right now. I might have said the Lions before that. But now, because of all the injuries, especially on defense, and for as good as Philly is, I just don't trust those guys.
You don't?
I don't. I especially don't trust Sirianni.
Well, he's been to a Super Bowl before.
I know he has. I'm just, I feel like they succeed in spite of him. I don't know. But I would feel more comfortable holding a ticket for the top two dogs in the AFC than the NFC.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. Now that the Lions are so banged up, that's just rough.
I mean, they can still go outscore just about anybody, but they better stay healthy on offense.
Well, the best team of all four might be the Bills.
Yeah.
I mean,
but they've got questions defensively too.
Yeah, they sure do.
Less about, they have had some of their own injuries on defense, but their defense was just never great to begin with. They're pretty good.
Well, the Lions went up and down the field on them.
Yeah.
What if I will give you the quarterbacks who have either won an MVP or a Super Bowl, or the field. So to win the Super Bowl, so I'm giving you the Chiefs and Mahomes. I'm giving you Baltimore and Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you Stafford and the Rams. I'm giving you Russ and the Steelers, and I'm giving you possibly Allen with Buffalo, because he's probably going to be the MVP. Or you can take the field, which would include Philly, Detroit, Green Bay, Chargers.
I think it entirely hinges on which one of those groups gets Josh Allen and the Bills. If you put Allen in the have-nots yet, like the not won a championship, not won an MVP.
Well, in that case, I'll give you the Bills or the field.
The Bills or the field?
Yeah. Well, that's what you're saying.
No. I'm saying that when you add the Bills to either one of those groups, it makes that group the one. Like it would tip the, it would, well, tip in those, in their,
okay,
favor.
I mean, the question really is, if I rephrase it, is do you trust any other quarterback to win a Super Bowl outside of those studs?
The answer is no, unless it's Josh Allen.
Well, I'm putting him in there. Mahomes, Jackson,
so
Allen.
No. I don't trust anybody
Stafford else.
Let's assume, because he's a heavy favorite, that Allen does win the MVP, and we'll call him this year's MVP winner. No, I would not take any of the teams who either have a quarterback that hasn't won a Super Bowl or has not won an
MVP.
So
Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts,
yep.
Jordan Love,
yep.
Bo Nix.
I mean, I don't. It's not that
Justin
I don't.
Justin Herbert.
It's not that I don't think like the Packers or the Chargers could make a run here. But if you're giving me the non-winners versus the guys who've already won it, I'll take the guys who've already won it.
Well, I'm just giving you the elite quarterbacks, yeah, really. Yeah. And I'll throw Russell Wilson in there. He's got a Super Bowl.
Yep.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I like the experienced group.
I like the AFC guys, man. I think it's Lamar, Baltimore, or Buffalo and Allen. Because it's just attrition. You know, all of a sudden now Mahomes is banged up. The Lions, you know, can't stay healthy on defense. It sucks, but it is what it is. All right, I think tonight in the club we got to run through the top new drops of 2024.
A lot to choose from.
Got a little TV talk and some other cool stuff next on The Fan.